Hello, Michelle speaking. This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, look, I just received an alert about some purchase on eBay.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, what's the purchase? Because I have not purchased anything.
But our service for that, your number 0403509037. This number is order purchased through our eBay gift card.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Your number is ordered at our server 0403509037. That's your number, right?
Yes, that's my number, yes.
And this number is under the registered order for 2 Apple iTunes gift card yesterday morning, 7:32 around that. So if you want to purchase that order or you want to cancel this order right now?
I want to cancel that. I didn't order anything.
Okay, so I will provide that our eBay cancellation code through online. So you just confirm that, which mobile phone you have that? You're using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
040-350.
No, not for number. I'm telling you that which mobile phone you have. You're using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Okay, so I will provide our cancellation ID number. So you just simply put on your loudspeaker, okay? You just put on your loudspeaker. And after that, put on your loudspeaker, you go to App Store, okay? After that, put on your loudspeaker, App Store, your App Store. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, a little bit better.
Okay. I was telling you, you just put on your loudspeaker, and after that, put on your loudspeaker, you go to App Store, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, open App Store. After that, open App Store. Very down of the page, right-hand side, bottom corner. Can you see that search option look like a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Just click that search option.
Yes, I've done
that. And after that click search, you just type over there letter A. A as an alpha, letter A.
Yep.
N as a Nancy, letter N. And after that N, Y. Y as a Yankee, letter Y.
Sorry. I still
hear I. Yes, N for Nancy, N for Nally, letter N. N for Nancy. And after that N, Y. Y as a Yankee, letter Y, okay? That's correct. And after that Y, D. D as a Delta, letter D.
Yes.
And after that D, E. E as a Eagle, letter E.
Yes. Yeah.
And after that E, S. S as a sugar, letter S. And after that S, K. K as a king, letter K, okay? Yes. Hello? Hello?
Any remote access. I don't want that.
Yes. Just click that. Any desk remote desktop. Just click that.
Why should I be clicking that?
Because, ma'am, this application through our all cancellation code number is provide all customer, okay? And this is our partner application, okay? So that's why I'm telling you to.
So who are you ringing from, though?
Sorry?
Who are you ringing from, though?
this is eBay, and main thing is that your number 040-350-9037, this number is under the purchase order for two Apple iTunes gift card. It's purchased by someone else, okay? Because someone else misused your number and created that fake eBay account our server. Do you understand that? Hello? So, what can you see, either from that, what can you see exactly?
Well, I've got the app, and I'm just waiting for it to install.
Yes, can you see that, any desk remote desktop?
Yes, I've got that, any desk remote
desktop. Just click that application, and after that click application, can you see that date option, or can you see that install option?
Install option.
Just click that install.
Yep.
And your installation is properly completed. And after that, I will provide our cancellation code number, okay? Can you understand that?
Yes, hold on.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, what's the cancellation number?
Okay, your installation is properly complete?
Yep.
And after that, you just click OK and open option. Can you see that open option? Can you see that open option? Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I've got only just the right to send you notifications.
Okay, your installation is done. Hello?
Okay, start the interview. Okay, a message came up that rejected me putting in the address that came up on the screen.
What can you see?
I can see it coming up as a number.
Can you see that your address, right? Your address, and after that, below that your address, can you see that 9-digit number, right?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Just confirm that. This is your cancellation ID number. You just confirm that, but it's your ID.
26, okay, so I just type it in.
Yeah, just confirm that. What is your ID, first of all?
Two six five, right? That's right. 062.
And after that, 062, right?
Yes.
And after that?
524.
That's correct. Okay. So, ma'am, you just shortly message, okay? You just shortly message for our server, okay? Okay. So, ma'am, just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? And this call is transferred to our cancellation department, okay? If you understand that?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Just hold the line. Yep.
I'm not an idiot. Thanks.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, hello? Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague makes you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yes. Well, he was to a degree, but the tone was treating me like a little bit as if I was a child.
Not a problem, ma'am. We will simply try to help you in the easiest way, so you're not going to face any problem. I do believe that on your mobile, you can see your cancellation ID, which was 265-062-524, right?
That's correct.
Now, what we are going to do, ma'am, we are simply going to activate this cancellation ID for you, which is going to help you to cancel the order, so you're not going to face any problem. So shortly, you're going to receive any verification message or a security warning. What you need to do, you need to go to the very bottom down. You'll get to see a small tick box which says, I am aware of that risk. Let me tell you what is that mean. I am aware of that risk means that you are aware of that. You like to cancel the order, okay? So you need to tick that box and give a click on accept.
Okay.
You understand? So when you get to see a security warning, you need to go to the very bottom down as soon as possible, okay? Wait for a second, you'll get to see that. Now have a look, you got a security warning, right? Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I am aware of that risk?
How come?
Do you see that? Wait for a second, ma'am, you'll get to see that. Now, do you see any security warning, ma'am? Do you see that?
Okay. So I go into the settings.
Yeah, do you see I am aware of that risk? Do you see that? Okay, what you can see right now?
All I can see is I've got a screen where it tells me the number. I'm keeping the number.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you, ma'am, when you are going to get a security warning, you need to simply go to the very bottom down. You need to tick that box that says, I'm aware of that risk, okay?
But I'm not getting that warning. That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you, wait a minute.
Hold on, you need to listen to me for a minute. I'm typing in the number. I hit OK on it or, verify the number. No need to do it from your side, ma'am.
We need to activate the ID, okay?
All right.
Now, have a look. You got a security warning. Then you need to go to the very bottom down. You need to scroll down that page if you get to...
That's why I meant to scroll.
Now just have a look. Do you see a security warning on your mobile? Scroll down.
Scroll down.
Do you see I am aware of that risk?
I do, yes. So hit that button.
Yes, tick that box and give a click on accept. Now what you can see, when you tick that box and give a click on accept, what you can see?
It's not letting you.
Wait for a second, you'll get to see accept. Do you see that?
Hold on. Right at the bottom, I've ticked I am aware, but below that it says do not show this warning again. No need to tick that box.
Now the
accept has come up. It's just a bit of show on.
Click on accept. Now what you can see?
Screen broadcast, any desk, and start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere, okay? Don't touch anywhere. If you can see any countdown start, yes.
Kind of started.
Now wait for a second, ma'am, because the ID is activated. That's the reason you will get to see that, okay? Now do one thing, ma'am. You need to press the home button and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay?
Okay.
Press the home button. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Now when you go back to your home screen of your mobile, you will get to see something setting. Tap on settings. Click on setting.
Yes, I'll click on settings.
Now when you tap on setting, I want you to scroll down little bit and you will get to see something which says display and brightness. If you can see that, display and brightness, click on that, okay?
Yes.
Now, as we are actually going to activate the security for 30 minutes, scroll down little bit and you will get to see display, or it will get to see that auto lock. If you can see that, auto lock, please click on auto lock. Auto lock and give a click on never.
Never, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you give a click on never, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. You can see the arrow which is pointing back. Click on that back.
I've done that.
Now what you can see?
I'm back to the display and brightness. And it's got auto lock never.
Yes. Now again, have a look on the very top left hand corner.
Okay.
You can see the arrow which is pointing backward. Click on that arrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now
go to the very top. You will get to see something which says, which is your name. You can see that. Click on that. Click on that.
I've done that.
Now I'm confirming you, ma'am, the details from where this fraudster is trying to make a fraud purchase in your name, which was MICHELLE space RAMSAY. Is your name?
That's my name.
And the email ID which they use, ma'am, MICHELLE57R@icloud.com. Is
mm-hmm.
that your email ID? So you can
yes.
understand, ma'am, those sponsors have all of your personal details. Who is just trying to use your personal details, okay? Who is just trying to make a fraud purchase in your name. So what
mm-hmm.
do we need to do, ma'am? We need to simply go ahead and secure all of your personal details, which is
mm-hmm.
not made by you, okay?
Yes, I understand
so
that.
Yes, go back to your home screen of your mobile. Now, let me tell you, ma'am, as we can see, the fraudster is just trying to make a fraud purchase with the help of, as you can see, there was two or three bank was connected on the eBay from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. First one was the Bendigo, and the second was the ANZ Bank. So do you deal with any of these two banks, ma'am?
Well, Bendigo Bank, I only deal with it for my parents. It's my parents'
okay.
banking.
Okay.
And it is my banking.
ANZ is yours, and the Bendigo is your, like you use for your parent purpose, right?
Yes, but I don't use it on the internet. I only have access on a card.
Maybe the thing is that what happened, ma'am, as this fraudster is getting to your mobile, they just try to hack your details, your identity. So they just make you register on there, right? So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and check that. And if nothing is there, we need to block all those person. So is it possible for you, ma'am, to go ahead and log into your Bendigo account and check that any money was deducted in the name of eBay for $299? Check both of your accounts, ma'am, okay?
Yes, hold on. I can't get into my ANZ at the moment.
Okay.
But I can get into the Bendigo.
I'm holding the line for you. And please try to check with the help of this mobile phone because you are connected to this secure server.
Yes,
so no one can use your personal details.
Yeah, I don't use Bendigo on my phone.
Where you use my using a computer?
I use it on my iPad and I only check the account to see what's happening on the account.
Apart from the iPad, do you use any computer or laptop?
Occasionally I use the computer, but it's usually my husband.
Okay. Now do one thing, ma'am. On your iPad, you will get to see an application which says App Store. Can you go ahead and open that?
Oh,
App Store.
I'm
Hold on, I'm just checking the Bendigo account.
No, wait. No need to check with your iPad right now because your iPad is not connected to the secure server. Do one thing, simply minimize the Bendigo page. Open the App Store first, okay?
I don't want Bendigo on my phone.
No need to do in your mobile. On your iPad, open the App Store, okay? On your iPad. When you open the App Store, have a look on the very bottom right-hand corner. You can see search. Click on that search. You are in the search right now?
Yes, I'm in the search, yes.
Now, you need to type there, A as in Apple A.
Can I have your number so I can ring you back? I'm just in the middle of babysitting and I'm getting a bit...
And you're outside the home right now, ma'am?
I am at home, yes.
Just give me your 5 minutes only, okay? I will provide you all of the details, okay? You're in the App Store right now?
Yes, I am.
And you can see a search panel there, right? Type here, A as in Apple A, N for November, N, Y for Yankee Y, D for Delta D, E for Edward E, S as in Sugar S, K as in Kilo K. Now search for that.
Hold on.